Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldhar and the name is Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Alf, the 8th Perek Yesh Noachlin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rama asks if Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds a bari, a healthy person, can redistribute his inheritance. Was his ruling only regarding a shchimera, a gravely ill person, debo areisahu, who's someone who bequeaths, since he'll die shortly, fulfilling the phrase biyom hanechilu, on the day that he bequeaths, but not for a bari, who is not near death, or does it apply even to a bari? Rav Sharshi revolved this question from Rabbi Nassim's challenge to Rebbe. You worded your Mishnah according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. This refers to the Mishnah about Ksubas Benin Dechrin, the stipulation in Ksuba that if the wife dies before the husband, her sons from him receive the Ksuba payment as well as properties the husband received from her. The Mishnah's language is, Inu Nirsim Kesev Ksubasich, they will inherit the money of your Ksuba, and a change of inheritance is only possible according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Since the Ksuba is typically written by a healthy person, this proves even a healthy person can redistribute his inheritance. Point number two, Rebbe responded to Rabbi Nassim's challenge, Yispun Tanan. We read the Mishnah as they will take as a gift, not as an inheritance. Thus, the Mishnah fits well with all opinions. Rapapa asked Abai why Rebbe need to respond this way since the law of Benin Dechrin is difficult for another reason. How can the father convey his assets to future children? Even according to Rabbi Meir, the one can transfer property before it comes into being, that is only a davar she'yesh lo ba'olam when transferring to a recipient who is in the world, but all agree that it's impossible to transfer property to children who are not yet born. Rather, we must say Tanai based in Shani. An enactment made by Basin is different and can be made beyond the normal restrictions. Therefore, perhaps one could redistribute an inheritance for the same reason, even according to the Rabbanan. Abai responded that this would not answer Rabbi Nassim's challenge because Rebbe's unnecessarily choosing an expression of Yirsun, they will inherit, still indicates he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's principle. And point number three, Shmuel said, a kosev kol nechasav l'ishto, if one writes in his will to give all his possessions to his wife, l'sa'aya l'apotropa, he has merely made her an administrator over his estate, but does not give her any of it. We assume that one is not likely to leave his children with nothing and that he would likely appoint his wife an apitropos so the children will treat her with respect, knowing she controls the estate. The Gemara discusses numerous other cases. Pshita benoha gadol, it's obvious that if he wrote his possessions to his eldest son, that he made him an apitropos, since the brothers are obligated with the raisa to honor their eldest brother. The Gemara asks about a case of a youngest son whom his siblings are not required to honor and concludes that Shmuel applied the ruling even to a youngest son lying in a crib. In the case of an outsider, it's obvious it's given as a real gift since there's no reason the father would want to honor him. The same applies to one who wrote his estate to his arusa or divorcee since he has no reason to honor these women with whom he is not close. The Gemara considers additional cases. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rava asks if Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds a bari, a healthy person, can redistribute his inheritance. Was his ruling only regarding a shchimera, a gravely ill person, debo areisahu, who's someone who bequeaths, since he'll die shortly, fulfilling the phrase biyom hanechilu, on the day that he bequeaths, but not for a bari, who is not near death, or does it apply even to a bari? Rav Sharshi revolved this question from Rabbi Nassim's challenge to Rebbe. You worded your Mishnah according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. This refers to the Mishnah about Ksubas Benin Dechrin, the stipulation in Ksuba that if the wife dies before the husband, her sons from him receive the Ksuba payment as well as properties the husband received from her. The Mishnah's language is, Inu Nirsim Kesev Ksubasich, they will inherit the money of your Ksuba, and a change of inheritance is only possible according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Since the Ksuba is typically written by a healthy person, this proves even a healthy person can redistribute his inheritance. Point number two, Rebbe responded to Rabbi Nassim's challenge, Yispun Tanan. We read the Mishnah as they will take as a gift, not as an inheritance. Thus, the Mishnah fits well with all opinions. Rapapa asked Abai why Rebbe need to respond this way since the law of Benin Dechrin is difficult for another reason. How can the father convey his assets to future children? Even according to Rabbi Meir, the one can transfer property before it comes into being, that is only a davar she'yesh lo ba'olam when transferring to a recipient who is in the world, but all agree that it's impossible to transfer property to children who are not yet born. Rather, we must say Tanai based in Shani. An enactment made by Basin is different and can be made beyond the normal restrictions. Therefore, perhaps one could redistribute an inheritance for the same reason, even according to the Rabbanan. Abai responded that this would not answer Rabbi Nassim's challenge because Rebbe's unnecessarily choosing an expression of Yirsun, they will inherit, still indicates he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's principle. And point number three, Shmuel said, a kosev kol nechasav l'ishto, if one writes in his will to give all his possessions to his wife, l'sa'aya l'apotropa, he has merely made her an administrator over his estate, but does not give her any of it. We assume that one is not likely to leave his children with nothing, and that he would likely appoint his wife an apitropos so the children will treat her with respect, knowing she controls the estate. The Gemara discusses numerous other cases. Pshita b'noha gadol, it's obvious that if he wrote his possessions to his eldest son, that he made him an apitropos, since the brothers are obligated with the raisa to honor their eldest brother. The Gemara asks about a case of a youngest son, whom his siblings are not required to honor, and concludes that Shmuel applied the ruling even to a youngest son lying in a crib. In the case of an outsider, it's obvious it's given as a real gift, since there's no reason the father would want to honor him. The same applies to one who wrote his estate to his arusa or divorcee, since he has no reason to honor these women with whom he is not close. The Gemara considers additional cases. All right, so now we get our Zimmer Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and this Zimmer was suggested to us by Moshe Raps from Yerushalayim, Sammy Raskis, as well as the Galati family from Brooklyn. They all suggested that Kuf Lamed Aleph is a kela, a prison or a jail cell, so we're using jail cell as the simmon. So here goes. The jail's healthiest inmate redistributed his inheritance that would remain after the Ksubas Benin Dechrin that would be given as a gift, while his buddy in the next jail cell willed everything to his wife, not to cut out the kids, but rather to make her the apitropos. Once again, it's a motion. The jail's healthiest inmate jail. That must be more on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kela, prison, jail cell. The jail's healthiest inmate redistributed his inheritance, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha allows even a bari, a healthy person, to redistribute his inheritance. So the jail's healthiest inmate redistributed his inheritance that would remain after the Ksubas Benin Dechrin that would be given as a gift, which reminds us a Ksubas Benin Dechrin operates based on a Tanai basin and not normal requirements. So the jail's healthiest inmate redistributed his inheritance that would remain after the Ksubas Benin Dechrin that would be given as a gift, while his buddy in the next jail cell willed everything to his wife, not to cut out the kids, but rather to make her the apitropos, which reminds us, Shmuel said, a kosev kol nechasav l'ishto, one writes in his will to give all his possessions to his wife, he has merely made her an apitropos over his estate, but does not give her any of it. We assume that one is not likely to leave his children with nothing, and that he would likely appoint his wife as an apitropos, so the children will treat her with respect, knowing she controls the estate. So once again, the jail's healthiest inmate redistributed his inheritance that would remain after the Ksubas Benin Dechrin that would be given as a gift, while his buddy in the next jail cell willed everything to his wife, not to cut out the kids, but rather to make her the apitropos. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. So here goes. The sad tumtum shenikwa v'nimsa zachar eating cookies, that must be on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The sad tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches five laws which exclude a tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar, a tumtum whose covering was torn off and he was found to be a male. For example, enu notel pishnayim, he does not take a double portion of his father's property, even if he was the firstborn. So the sad tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with a disappointed suffolk bechor who discovered he can't receive a double portion, which reminds us, a braisa darshan's bechor below suffolk. The pasuk says firstborn, teaching the double portion is not given to a suffolk bechor. This means to exclude from Rava's ruling, shtei nashim sheyaldu bezacharim b'machaveh, two wives of one man who gave birth in hiding, and is therefore unknown which is the bechor. Kosev and harsha zelazet, they may write for each other a document empowering the other to collect on his behalf, to be able to collect the extra portion. So the sad tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with the disappointed suffolk bechor who discovered he can't receive a double portion, was surprised when a father walked up to a friend of his sitting on their bench and announced, "This is my firstborn son," which reminds us, a braisa darshens the word yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son, to teach yakirenu l'achirim, he can identify him to others. From here, Rabbi Yudah said, "Neman adam lomar zebini b'chor," a person is believed to say, "This is my firstborn son," even when it was presumed otherwise. Similarly, he's also believed to identify his son as a chalal. The Chachamim say he cannot identify his Bechor against presumption, nor disqualify his son. Daf Kuf Chav Ches, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. The 100 strong men, 100 strong men, that must be learned Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses giving testimony after becoming blind. A braisa teaches a general rule, kol shetchilaso osofu bepasulus pasul, any testimony whose beginning, meaning the witnessing, or the end, the delivery of the testimony, was in a disqualified state, is invalid. If he was qualified both at the beginning and at the end, the testimony is valid. This apparently superfluous rule teaches that a blind man may never testify. So the 100 strong men refused to accept testimony from a blind man that the father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance, which reminds us, Rabbi Center of Yosef Bar Chama, if one says, Tito ishti ke'echad min habanim, my wife should take a share of my estate like one of my sons, no tell us ke'echad min habanim, she takes a share like one of the sons. This directive was either given by Shechimera, a gravely ill person, whose verbal instructions can transfer property, or the transfer was effected through a kinyan. Rava clarified, this gift only applies to properties he owns now at the time of his instructions. So the 100 strong men refused to accept testimony from a blind man that their father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance, went to Basin where they wait in line behind a man swearing that he paid half, even though Adim testified that he paid in full, which reminds the Rabbi Abbasenter of Yossi Bar Chama, if a lender withdraws a loan document against his friend, saying he wasn't paid, and the borrower says he paid half, and then witnesses testify he paid it fully, or as in Nishba, the borrower swears that he paid half, like an ordinary partial admission, but gove mechsim and nechasim b'nei chorin, and the lender collects half from the borrower's own properties based on the borrower's admission. He cannot collect from properties the borrower sold to others because they can say, anan an edim samachinan, we rely on the witnesses who said the loan was paid in full. Daf Kuf Chaf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Tes is cactus. So here goes. The man who said Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, cactus? That must be more in Daf Kuf Chaf Tes. The man who said Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I'm giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf Vavan Beis taught that if one instructed to divide his estate differently than the Torah's laws of inheritance, his instructions are ignored. However, if he added an expression of matana, of giving, whether at the beginning, the middle, or the end, it's valid. There are four opinions about the extent of this law. For example, Reish Lakish holds, a matana phrase only validates a case of two fields and two people if he used two phrases of matana, such as Reuben and Shimon shall inherit field A and field B, respectively, which I am giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them. So the man who said Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I am giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, overheard his neighbor tell his friends, my cactus property shall be given to you when I die, and after you die, Ploni should inherit it, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that a Braisa refutes the opinions that do not validate the inheritance clause in a case of two fields and two people from the case of one who says, Nechasai l'cha, my property shall be given to you when I die, v'acharecha yirash Ploni, and after you die, Ploni should inherit it, v'acharecha yirash Ploni, and after the one after you dies, Ploni should inherit it. The Braisa teaches that after the first recipient dies, the second person acquires it, and when the second person dies, the third person acquires it. So the man who said, Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I'm giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, overheard his neighbor tell his friends, my cactus property should be given to you when I die, and after you die, Ploni should inherit it, making sure that the second phrase of inheritance was said, Toch kedei dibur, of the single expression of matana, which reminds us, Reish Lakish agrees, one matana phrase is sufficient when the Yerusha phrase is said, Tokadei Dibur. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we machlokes regarding when a father is believed to identify the Bechor? That's on daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Good number two, which daf do we learn? Aksubas Benin Dechrin operates based on a Tanai Basin and not normal requirements. That's on daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Good number three, which daf to discuss? What is the din when one says his wife should receive a share in his estate? That's on daf Kuf Chav Ches. Good number four, which daf do mochok is whether a bechor collects double for a loan payment collected from land versus one collected from money? That's on daf Kuf Chav Hey. Good number five, which daf do we learn about Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's opinion that one can redistribute his inheritance? That's on daf Kuf Lamed. Good number six, which daf do the incident of the Safta whose married granddaughter died before receiving her property? That's on daf Kuf Chaf Hey. Good number seven, which daf do when Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka allows even a Bari to redistribute his inheritance? That's on daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Good number eight, which daf do we learn that a double portion is not given to a Safek Bechor? That's on daf Kuf Chaf Zayin. Good number nine, which daf do we learn that writing away all of one's possessions to his wife is merely an appointment as an apitropos? That's on daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn Reish Lakish agrees one matana phrase is sufficient when it's toch kedei dibur of the Yerusha phrase? That's on daf Kuf Chaf Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.